Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
In the absence of burning, grazing, or other active management, native prairie can quickly deteriorate. Historically, bison grazed the prairie, wildfires occurred, and Native Americans set the grasslands on fire for a variety of reasons. They early on learned, for example, that burned over grasslands attracted bison because the regrowth was more accessible, palatable, and nutritious. Today, prescribed burning has become a widely accepted management tool for natural resource managers. A variety of objectives can be accomplished with the implementation of prescribed burning. That would include reducing mulch and the risk of wildfire, improving grazing distribution, setting back the encroachment of woody species, suppressing invasive introduced cool season grasses, and improving wildlife habitat, to name a few. A prescription is constructed to achieve the objective of burning a particular tract of land and setting of conditions under which the burn will be conducted to help ensure the objective is met. It outlines a specific range of conditions in which the burn can be conducted, including temperature, humidity, wind speed, and direction, as well as whether a burn is into the wind or with the wind, necessary equipment, crew size, etc. On a given day, the burn would be postponed if the conditions of the prescription were not met. Kentucky bluegrass and smooth brome are both introduced cool season grasses that are invading native grasslands, often resulting in a precipitous decline of the native plants and reduced biodiversity. Prescribed burning is an effective tool in helping control these invasive grasses. Prescribed burning is also used to help control an encroachment of woody species onto the prairie. Cedar, for example, is becoming quite invasive on some Great Plains grasslands, including North Dakota, particularly in the western part of the state. One well-executed prescribed burn can be quite effective in reducing cedar invasion. So if you see some burning of native prairie around the state, it's perhaps the prescribed burning efforts of natural resource managers trying to reduce the invasion of exotic cool season grasses, juniper, or some other managerial objective to help keep North Dakota's grasslands healthy and productive. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.